here we go.
But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Green produced.
All right, it is Friday. Oh, and what a wonderful sound that is. It really kicks your weekend off, doesn't it?
It's fun.
As we're ready to go. Hi, Linz.
Dressing up.
We are live at the Social House in Fort Worth. So come join us as we got many, many good P1s in here saying hello, having a cocktail. I just had a Dublin drop from my first drink of the evening, Dave.
Are you blacked out yet?
I'm not. I'm a little more seasoned than that, but we'll see if I make it to the show. So,
I can't get down, Batman.
Friday fun is always fun, and it's even more fun when you have a prison escape.
It's brought to you by...
American Leak Detection.
That was this week. And so for the fun portion of the segment, I thought we could play some audio from some of our favorite prison escape films, Bob.
I love that.
Right, yeah.
Wait, hold on. There's a commotion by the doorway.
What? Where...
Oh, holy crap. Are you serious? Here,
oh, my goodness.
Come over here. I'll give him my headset.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, sit down, sir. You can sit there.
Oh, this is...
You can sit right where Dave
is.
Just
give him the chair.
He's wanting us to kiss his ring.
Jubal.
This is really weird.
Is this good? Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Is this Don Marconioni?
Indeed it is. Good afternoon, gentlemen of the hard line.
Wow!
What are you doing here today?
Pleasure to be with you here at Social House in Fort Worth. You know, I came to wish young Cobra a happy birthday.
Man, thank you very much.
I take care of my hardliners.
You always have taken care of them.
You're all under my protection.
Oh, man.
That's wonderful.
It's awesome, Don Marconioni.
Yeah, Corby. Take this token as a token of my loyalty.
A yellow highlighter?
Theater of the Mind, it's a token.
Oh, okay. Well, what is it exactly?
Well, just hold on to it.
Okay.
It's good for one free favor from me.
Oh!
So you need somebody to disappear, it's done. You want Julie to turn a blind eye to all your gay bathhouse visits? That can be arranged.
Anything to get that.
You want Eddie Vedder to baby bird flu wine into your mouth tonight?
Yes.
Just say the word.
Oh, my God. You're so powerful, Don Marconioni. I don't even know what to do. Is that the only reason you're in town, just for my birthday?
No, of course not, Corby. I got a call from the Pearl Jam folks to deliver a Brooklyn medicine ball for a couple of sick band members.
Oh, you knew that the band was sick. One had COVID and one had full-on flu?
I don't know what they have, Corby. I just deliver the medicine.
Okay.
What's a Brooklyn medicine ball?
Well, it's just Robitussin with a little dash of fentanyl.
Okay.
Just a dash.
Not enough to hurt him.
It works like a charm as long as you take it under doctor supervision.
Oh, okay, Don Marconioni.
And while I'm in town, I will also be a guest of my old friend Jerry Jones at the game on Sunday.
No! Why did he invite you here to this game?
Well, it's been a while since I've been to AT&T Stadium. The last time I was there, Jerry had a reporter cornered talking about how the blacks need to buy their own teams.
Whoa.
So then I tried to run some interference, and I introduced him to a girlfriend of my guma.
Oh.
Yeah?
How'd that work out?
Next thing I know, I see Jerry and the lady disappear into the Tom Landry suite. I'm not sure what happened after that.
Probably nothing. So why'd he invite you to this game?
Well, I might have done a little job for him last week.
And this is his payment back to you?
Yeah, sure. You know, a little quid pro quo.
Yeah, I know.
You'll notice the Jets will be without a certain someone this Saturday, or this Sunday.
No.
Let's just say it was a accident.
You did.
Wait, you're
I've heard some suggest maybe it was the ghost of Jimmy Hoffa who reached up from his Meadowlands grave and snapped that Achilles.
Oh, but dear.
There's a much more logical explanation.
Go on, Don Marconioni.
You see, my associate Johnny Pants, he posed as a bicycle cannoli courier to gain access to the Jets' locker room. Quinnen Williams eats like a dozen before each game.
A dozen cannolis?
That can't be good.
So once he was inside, Johnny went to a particular quarterback's locker. He stole his copperfit ankle bracelet, or ankle brace, not bracelet.
Yeah, right.
He has both for double copper protection. He has the,
right.
the brace and the bracelet.
As the great ones will.
And they put a few dots of Gorilla Glue on the bottom of his cleats.
So wait, this is amazing because your associate Johnny Pants is the one that set all this up.
That's just what I heard on the streets. I don't admit to nothing.
No, nor should you, Don Marconioni. You're too powerful.
Just like I had nothing to do with helping the CIA find the fudge round-obsessed Appalachian ginger to infiltrate the alt-right with QAnon folk songs about pedophilia.
Wow, you
did that?
I'm not saying I did anything.
You are busy.
It's unbelievable.
You boys have been busy, too.
We've been very, very busy.
I understand you have a new producer, DJ Ringenberg. Is that the New Jersey Ringenbergs?
DJ?
Actually, yes, it actually is.
Ringenberg Bagels in Jersey City?
That's it.
I could have sworn you were Jewish. I had a feeling.
He knew it. He knew it, DJ.
Are you Jewish?
Seems like it, yeah. I'll just go with it.
No, I saw a picture. What are you, Chinese? Mexican?
You know, Don, we're in a different era now to where we don't really judge people based on those types of things. I know you come from a different time in a land where that doesn't matter, but...
That's true.
Yeah, we're protective of young DJ and whatever he is.
Speaking of Mexicans...
A racial chameleon.
Oh, no.
Speaking of Mexicans...
Did you see those little Mexican aliens they were parading in front of the TV cameras this week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were a bigger hoax than the Warren Commission.
Oh.
Come on. Don't waste my time with Mexican aliens unless they're Latinas. Am I right, Bob?
You are right.
You think Bob was really hoping as they pulled that tarp back and looked at a Channel 9 weather girl? Oh!
Would have been a lot cooler if they did.
I know.
You're right, Don. You're
Bob, you need to come down to my club, the Booty Trap. I'll set you up with a spicy taco.
Well, no, I'm not actually in the market, but
again,
thank you.
Don, I don't know if that's the proper term. I don't want to question you, though. You're infinitely more powerful than I am.
You're lost, Bob. Corby, let me know if I can reserve a birthday table for you at my other club, Reaming Rainbow.
Wow.
I go both ways.
You're progressive. You don't seem progressive.
No. Hey, that money's still green.
Right. It is. It's the race thing, I think, that's tying you up. But you truly are a progressive.
Yeah, you know, I've grown up a lot in the last 5 years, and I don't think you know it.
I wonder if reaming,
he's right.
Reaming Rainbow is in relation to Reading Rainbow, program.
I think you get the pun there,
okay.
Probably.
All right.
Well, I gotta deliver this Brooklyn medicine ball over to Dickie's Arena.
Okay, just be careful. Yeah. Tell the boys I said hey, too, okay?
It's a big weekend.
It's a big weekend. A Pearl Jam tonight. I think I'm going to the rodeo tomorrow.
Are you?
Sweet.
Oh, it's a big night.
Yeah, and then I'm going to pick out a heifer and take it back to the Drexel, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, and maybe cut the head off of it, yeah.
Yeah, cut the head off and have a steak.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. He loves steak. Yeah.
I don't know what
you think. He loves steak.
Yeah.
Don Marconioni,
happy
thank
birthday.
You.
Wow.
Happy thank
birthday,
you, Don.
Hey.
Really special you to stop by on my birthday.
What a treat.
There he goes.
Yay.
The great Don Marconi. He's the reason that Aaron Rodgers went down.
I
allegedly.
Oh, hey,
whoa,
Dave.
Who's this? Hi, Dave.